Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Sunday, the 7th of May 2023. Today's topic is the exemplary child. Our text today is taken from 1 Timothy chapter 4 verses 12 through 16. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers, in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Verse 16. Take heed unto thyself, and unto the doctrine continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself, and them that hear thee. Key verse. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 12. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers, in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Exemplary means to be a model, a pattern, or a standard in something good. Apostle Paul was encouraging his spiritual son, Timothy, to be a role model of a true believer, notwithstanding his young age. As Christians, people are watching the way we behave, and we must not fail to show them a godly example. But then, godly example can only come from someone that has experienced salvation through faith in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross at Calvary. Your godly example will show in the way you talk, interact with others, the way you show love, your faith in God, and your holy life. As a child who has tasted the grace of God, you must not allow people to look down on you or talk evil about you on the ground of bad behavior or lifestyles. Rather, people should see your wonderful life and praise God. Remember that you are a Bible to many people who do not care to read the Bible. Let your life be a light in the dark, and your watchword should be, "Others may, I must not." Prayer for today. Lord Jesus, help me to live my life to draw others to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, 1 Thessalonians 1 verses 5 through 8.